Hello. So, I just wanted to jump on and make it a recording really quick just because you guys all send me like really good. My voice sounds awful still. I'm sorry. You guys all send me like really awesome like messages and left me comments and I'm like so appreciative and you guys are awesome and yesterday just wasn't a good day. I was already feeling shitty about like the whole like Gone Wild audio thing and I deleted the audio and then right after I recorded that audio that I did yesterday, the one where I was like answering the topics you guys asked me to talk about, I got in my car. I was using my car and the tire was flat and I like as soon as I was like just having a shitty day, I ended up like pulling over on the side of the road and I started crying. And then I was thankfully my dad raised me well, so I changed the tire and then I changed the tire and I went about the rest of my day. And then today I took it to the dealership, and it was crazy. The guy at the dealership told me that my tire was slashed. Cause I was like, I don't know if I like stepped in something, like if I like ran over something, and he was like, that tire didn't. Your tire was slashed, and I'm like, really? He's like, yes, your tire was slashed. He's like, it's it wasn't like you didn't run over like a nail or something. So yeah, somebody slashed my tire, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know who would do that. I don't know anybody that would do that. I mean, and so like today, I've just kind of been like going through like trying to figure out who would have done that. Like obvious people would be like ex-boyfriends. My ex-boyfriends are all awesome. I mean, I have some that are demons from the underworld, but they don't. I mean, though I'm one of those people that's still like really good friends with my ex-boyfriends and stuff, and even with my most recent ex, who is the guy that I'm almost married. My ex-fiance and me are still really cool and. We check in on each other all the time, so like that he wouldn't be the person in question. Which is crazy because like the last time that I had issues with my car, he used to always like help me with like my car stuff because I'm a girl and I don't know anything about cars. And my car was like making this weird noise, and before it, I just like was having car problems, and then I didn't know who to ask, so I texted him and I told him, I was like, hey, my car's making this weird sound. And he told me, he's like, I'll drop by. And so he texted me when he showed up to my house. And I went outside, I opened the garage and I went outside. And he was standing, he was like parked in the street against his car. And then I was like, let me get my shoes. Like, I was gonna put my shoes on, and I was like, let me put my shoes on. And he was like, okay. So he like stood in the driveway, and then I came inside the house and got my shoes, and then I like went back out, and he was standing in the driveway, and I told him, I was like, why don't you come in? And like he said something that really like hurt. Like, I felt like an asshole because I hadn't thought about it, but I was like, why don't you come in? And he was like, oh, well, I don't live here anymore. He was like, I was going to. He's like, but I don't live here anymore. So, and I was like, fuck, like it just made me feel bad because especially like because we the reason that we're not together is like 90% my doing, like, well, 100% my doing, because he still wants to fix things. And oh man, I'm like ranting about my ex-boyfriend, this is stupid. Anyway, my point is like I don't my ex and I are really really awesome, and he's great and I love him and he's a fantastic person. Like when I ended things, give me one second. I have to like run downstairs because I think my washer just finished. Okay, I'm back. Oh, also, if you guys can hear that noise in the background, I'm rearranging my closet and they're like hangers because I ran out of like wood hangers. Anyway, when me and my ex broke up, like when I ended things with him, I told him that he was still the best man I ever met. Like the best man I ever n knew or know, and that still stands. Because, like, when I met him, everything that, every way that other guys had made me feel broken, like, he took all of that and showed me that there was nothing wrong with being human, and everybody has baggage, and everybody, not baggage, but all of us have our own history and things that we carry and things that are way heavy on our hearts. And so it's up to us, like, to turn the page and make it into a positive, or not turning into something that holds us back, but to make it something that empowers us and makes us better. And before that, I was one of those people that was always like, in my early 20s, I went through, like, I was depressed and I had anxiety, and I went to, you know, I moved cities because I didn't have a good support system where I was living at the time. And then when that happened, that, like, I decided to start bettering myself and focusing on being better. Also, I'm not vegan anymore. Somebody sent me a message and was like, oh yeah, thumbs up, I'm not vegan anymore. I eat meat. I worked on, like, bettering myself and trying to be more optimistic and not letting my parents' divorce and their shortcomings define me as a person, or let the ways that the world tried to break me define my success in life or the person that I turn out to be. And so that's something that I always strove for. Like, I know that I'm successful and I know that I'm smart and I am very well off, and it's because I've worked my ass off to get to where I am, and I've done a lot, and I've gone through more than a lot of people have, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm not angry or upset at my parents, because if they didn't make mistakes, I wouldn't be who I am, and I love who I am. And so, but it was still, like, hard, because for me, it was still, like, in the back of my head, like, that, you know, I felt like I couldn't make anyone happy. And I'm not gonna start crying. You guys, you thought I was gonna start crying. I'm not. I already cried enough yesterday. And so my ex, I always tell people, and I told my dad, like, my dad broke my heart before any man ever got the opportunity to. Any teenage boy, nothing. Because my dad left when I was very young. And so when I ended things with my most recent ex, even as things were falling apart, he is still the best man I've ever met. And I mean that in the most honest way, not even in a I still love him way, because it's not, my affection towards him is not like that anymore. But I mean it because he literally took things about me that other people made me feel stupid for, or made me feel that I was broken about, and he, you know, said, you know, you're okay, like, these things don't define you, you're a person. And I'm a completely different person a completely different person than I was when I first met him, and I'm very grateful to him. But anyway, in conclusion, my ex-boyfriend didn't slash my tire. I don't know who could have slashed my tire. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, the only thing I can think of is, like, someone at work, maybe, that, I don't know, that might have, I just got promoted, I might have be upset about that. I don't know. But it made, like, yesterday after they slashed my tire, I was really emotional and I started crying. And then today when they told me, like, I just wanted to laugh, because I was like, wow, like, someone really did, like, someone really slashed my fucking tire. Like, you really did that. I don't know who it was, but yeah. But today, if you guys can't tell, I'm, like, in a lot of, I feel better. And I feel like yesterday, like, that audio that I did, I just needed to, like, really speak my mind about the situation, about people making me feel shitty about what I record about or what I'm thinking about when I record. Like I said yesterday, everybody gets turned on by something. I mean, if you're a sexual person, there's things that arouse you. And I'm lucky that there's guys who send me, you know, that I get aroused by, and they're aroused by me, and it's cool. And so I use that as motivation, not motivation, but, like, that turns me on, and then I record audios. There's a lot of times that the people that inspire my audios, I could easily fucking get off with them, or, you know, go and, like, Skype them, or send them a video and get off with them. And I don't, because I would honestly rather share that because I like knowing that I get messages sometimes. You guys send me messages and you guys tell me that like my audios make you happy and or that, you know, you look forward to them. And I appreciate that. And I like making the audios for you guys. And so that's what upset me the most about people bringing up the fact that like my audios are about a specific person. Because like, dude, like I literally am not fucking getting off or fucking someone because I want to be able to get you off in an audio. Like, how can you, like, how ungrateful are you? Like, I don't live off of this. Like, I do it for fun. Like, I'm doing this to, so we can enjoy ourselves, and you're really going to come out here and fucking try to like give me shit. So if you're one of those people that has a problem with me being inspired by certain people or me flirting with people in my comments or trying to read between lines that are not drawn or like that aren't there, if that's what your intention is going to be, you shouldn't follow me and you shouldn't listen to my audios. And I am going to keep doing audios, maybe not right now, maybe not like today, but I am still going to post audios because I enjoy it and I'm not going to let one or two people fucking fuck it up for everybody else. You guys are dope and you guys, this community and this thing that I'm doing on Gunwald Audio makes me happy. And like I've said previously in like one of my old Ramble audios, I make like Ramble audios because I don't have anybody to talk to. And like this, you guys, I wish that I could directly have a conversation with every single one of you guys, which I can because the Discord server happened and it was a mess. And but I wish that I could have like an actual conversation with all of you guys and you know, just it's, I don't know. I don't have a lot of people that I talk to. Not because I don't have a support system, like my parents and me, I love my parents and I'm super close to like my brothers and my siblings, and I have friends who I've known forever. And but everybody, like, I have like my best friend, she and I used to hang out like every single day and now we don't. And my mom is Mexican and she's petty, and like she always tells me all the time, like, oh, are you and blank in a fight, you guys don't hang out anymore. And it's like, no, we're just at that age where like we have our own shit going on, and when we see each other, it's like we saw each other yesterday. There's nothing, no animosity. Like, we're both super happy. It's like no time has passed. And I don't know if you guys are adults, you probably have the same thing. There's nothing wrong with people's lives changing. And my best friend just found out she's pregnant again, and I'm super excited for her. And she lives in a different city, and she went through like a really shitty, she was married before, and she had my goddaughters, and yeah, she just found out she's pregnant. And so I'm just super, all my friends have things going on. And I'm also like, I used to be very extroverted, and I've always been one of those people that's like, it's really easy for me to make friends and be social. But I am very, like, I can be very extroverted and social and things like that, but I kind of got over that. And so I do like to spend a lot of my time by myself. I like to write. And so sometimes when I'm by myself, I'd like to just talk, I guess. I wish I had someone to like talk back, but you know, unfortunately I don't. And so that's why I make these audios, these Ramble audios, because I like talking to you guys. And so, like I said, if you're one of those people that has a problem with me flirting or writing things to certain people in my comments when they tell me that they enjoyed my audios, if you have a problem with me getting turned on by something that's unknown to you or a person that's unknown to you, and that makes you not want to listen to my audios or beat your dick to my audios, then that's fine. Don't listen to them. I'm not going to lose sleep at night because you want an explanation or a fucking essay about what I get off to. I don't owe you that, and I'm not going to let you ruin it for anybody else. So if everybody else is having a good time, you're not going to ruin that, and you're not going to make me feel bad about it. So I'm still going to continue making audios. If you guys want to still listen to me ramble, I'm going to ramble for you guys, I guess. And yeah, today's, even though I had my tire slash, it's a good day. And I got a lot of new clothes in the mail, which I'm so excited about. And I was just trying them on and they look really cute and I'm really excited. And I didn't buy that pair of pants, the the boots, by the way. I know they're expensive. And I also wanted to clarify that I said they're $600 and they're on sale. I'm not going to buy them. I'm one of those people that, like, I like nice things. But I was raised by a single mom. I was raised by a single mom who, like, after my dad left, she couldn't make the mortgage payments on our house. And we lived, like, in the high, like, upper middle class community. And my mom didn't speak English and she couldn't make the bills. And instead of getting food stamps or asking for welfare or, you know, asking my dad for help, my mom literally, like, moved me and my sibling into her bedroom, and she rented out the rest of the bedrooms in our house to college students so she could pay the house. So that's what I was raised. I was raised by a single mom who didn't speak English, who didn't know how to drive the night her husband left her, and then, but still found a way to drive herself to Walmart and buy new locks and stayed up the whole night changing the locks on the house so her husband couldn't come home because he had left. That's what I was raised by. And so $600 on a pair of shoes is a lot of money. I'm aware. I'm not a fucking dummy. I'm not going to buy a $600 pair of boots, but sometimes it's nice when you get yourself something nice. When I graduated from college, my sister got me a bag, like a Louis Vuitton bag, and I love that purse so much, and I still have it. And then I started working a lot after college, and I told myself, like, there was this one purse that I really wanted. It was a Philip Lim 3.1 bag. I think it's a Pashley bag, which is still my favorite purse. And I really wanted that purse. I really, really wanted it. And I was like, oh, I can spend that much money on a purse. And then I was like, you know what? I'm working my ass off. Like, I deserve to find myself something nice. And so I did. So that's the type of person that I am. I'm not one of those people that, like, goes out and spends a fuckload of money on stuff. Like, I will splurge on things if it's something that I really want or if it's something that I'm really passionate about. And yeah, so I didn't buy that pair of those boots. I know that $600 for a pair of shoes is excessive. I understand that. I did contemplate buying them when they were regular price, like $1,200. I was like, oh, should I buy them? This was around Christmas time. And my dream, like, I had this vision in my head that, because I already knew what I was going to wear to Christmas. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to show up in, like, my sweater dress. And I could wear thigh high. That's exactly what I wore. I was like, thigh high. I could wear the red boots if I buy them. I didn't buy the red boots, obviously, but I did wear a sweater dress and I wore thigh high and then, you know, thigh high fucking stockings, and I wore, you know, the booties as my shoes. And I didn't buy the boots. I know it's a lot of money, so yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. But I got a lot of new clothes, which I'm excited about. And then I had some stuff come in from Amazon, and I, like, bought myself a new gel set. Did I already say this in this audio? I don't know. I've been talking for 18 minutes. That's a long time. And so, yeah. I'm sorry if I sounded like shit yesterday because I was just, like, not feeling good. And, but I really appreciate you guys being so sweet to me, and your messages are awesome. And, you guys are cool. So I wish that I could personally, like, actually, you know, like, high five all of you guys. And yeah, so I'm gonna go back to organizing my closet because I have a lot of new clothes and I am excited about it. I also ordered, like, a new pair of, like, Ultra Boosts, and they're coming in the mail, and I'm super stoked about it. And yeah, I think that's it. And I'm still trying to work on my calligraphy, but I bought this brand new book. So I had bought, like, one calligraphy book before the new year, and I was, like, practicing calligraphy in it, and I was like, oh, this book is all right. And so then there's this girl who I follow. Her name's Leslie. Her name's, like, Leslie Writes It All on, like, she's, like, she does, like, calligraphy, and I love her work. And she wrote a book about calligraphy, and I ordered her book, and I received it. And the book is so nice. Like, the pictures, like, the pages are glossy, and you're supposed to, like, practice in them. And I'm like, I cannot destroy this book. So I'm like, I need to buy tracing paper so I can work on that, and I haven't. And so that's, when I start doing calligraphy, like, actually start doing it again, I will post, write something for you guys.
and post it. And I think that's it. I watched the new Tomb Raider yesterday because I had nothing to do last night. I just didn't feel good and I wanted to watch a movie. And I saw that it was on HBO, so I watched Tomb Raider. And then, and what's that girl's name? Alicia Vikander. She's so pretty. I never realized she's so pretty. And then I, like, Googled her and I found out she's married to Michael Fassbender. So now she's my mortal enemy because Michael Fassbender, obviously, is my boyfriend. We're going to get married and I'm going to have his children. I thought she was so good. She did a really good job. I don't know how I felt about the story. I don't care about Lara Croft. Honestly, I'm not, like I said, I don't really play video games, so the storyline was kind of whatever to me, but I thought she did a good job. She doesn't look like Angelina Jolie. Am I the only person who, like, thinks that Angelina Jolie was so good-looking when she was young, and now she just looks like an alien? Like, I think she's so ugly now. Like, as she's gotten older, I think, like, she's gotten uglier. Am I the only person that thinks that? If you're obsessed with Angelina Jolie, don't come for me, please. I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. I was going to also recommend, because I know you guys keep asking me about music. I was also going to recommend in this audio, I think what I'm going to start doing is in every one of my ramble audios, I'm going to give you guys a recommendation of an album that you guys should listen to, if you guys trust my music choice. I'm going to recommend some... So an album you guys should listen to is gonna be Gimme Fiction by Spoon. I don't know if you guys listen to Spoon. If you do, then high five. If you don't, then listen to Spoon. And also recently I found, like, my old iPod, and this is, like, my old, it's, like, cracked, and I've had it, it was from college. It was, like, this is, like, a 10-year-old iPod, and I have a playlist on here of the top 25 most played on my iPod from back in the day. And I'm going to read you guys what the songs are just because I think they're funny. Shoots by Color, which is one of my favorite bands. There, 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 572 Cuthbert Boulevard. If you guys never heard that song, it's really good. Dark Fantasy by Kanye West. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is my all-time favorite Kanye album. I am a huge, huge fan of Kanye, the artist. I don't know what's going on with that guy in his regular life. Like, he's a damn mess. Solid Ground by Maps and Atlases, Rolling in the Deep by Adele. Adele's 21 album literally got me through, like, my biggest breakup I ever had until that point, because my last breakup was probably the biggest one that I had, but that album, like, gets me, it just hits me in the feels. Better Off by Haim, Broken Bells, The High Road, Some Miles by Color, All My People by Portugal the Man, Degasser by Brand New, Brand New's one of my all-time favorite bands, Introducing Palace Players by Mew, Racing by Battles, Cats and Dogs by The Head and the Heart, Zapata Se Queda by Lila Downs, Collard Greens by Schoolboy Q. I love Schoolboy Q. And I used to have this friend who, like, lives in Australia. He lives in Perth and his name is Luke. He used to be one of my best friends. We haven't talked in a really long time because he's, like, backpacking through, like, Europe. But he, I remember one time we challenged each other. This was, like, 10 years ago or something. Not even 10 years ago. I want to say, like, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. We told each other, like, okay, we're going to make a list of our favorite albums. I think it was 10 albums. And then we're going to put them on a torrent and we're going to send them to each other so we can listen to each other's favorite albums. And so I made a list, and I was listening to 5, 6, 7. I think it is 8 albums, 8 or 10. Anyway, so I found the playlist of the albums that I put on my list on my iPod the other day. And it's funny how, like, to go back and, like, look at how, what music I used to listen to. And so these are the albums that are on that list. And if you guys want me to list them for you in the comments, I can do that too. So to 20 that she had on that list. Anthology by Color, which is that unknown band that they're, like, math rock, and they're from England. And if you've ever listened to Tangled Hair, the guys from Tangled Hair are actually in Color. Were in Color when before in Color, like, they're in Color on TV. No, in the band Color, they were in Color before. I'm just What is this? I don't know what album this is. Perch Patchwork by Maps and Atlases is on that list as well. I still love that album so much. A Tribute to Hall & Oates by The Bird and the Bee. Oh, I love that album so much. And I love Hall & Oates. They're before my time, but I love Hall & Oates. I also really love The Talking Heads. Oh, I fucking love The Talking Heads. I think they're fucking fantastic. I love The Clash. The Clash is... I love them. Who else do I... I love Joy Division. Fleetwood Mac is one of my favorites. Fuck. The Ramones. Yeah, so... The Bird and the Beam did an album in tribute to Hall & Oates, and that's on this list, and I just pressed a song. And then I have Strange Mercy by Saint Vincent. Annie Clark, aka Saint Vincent. I've been listening to her since like her very first album, and I fucking love her. I don't know how I feel about her new stuff, but I fucking Actor and Strange Mercy are they're awesome albums. And yeah, Strange Mercy was on my list. What song is that? What album is this? No More Stories Are Told Today. What is it? No More Stories Are Told Today. I'm Sorry, I'm Tired. They Washed Away. Let's Wash Away. I don't care, read that fucking album, but it's Mew. It's that album by Mew. And Introducing Palace Players is one of my favorite songs. So if you want to listen to that, it's by Mew, and it's an awesome song. That album is on my list. American Football. American Football. Just that album is awesome. what album is this? Rules by The Whitest Boy Alive is on there. Wait, Are You Vultures by Portugal the Man. Marching by Six is my favorite song on that album. What album is this? You're a Woman, I'm a Machine by Death from Above 1979 is on there. And then the very last album on here is Brothers by the Black Keys, because that album's really good. But yeah, that album's pretty good. Anyway, I'm talking about nothing. Those are the songs, the albums that are on my list on my iPod. And if you guys want to download those albums or want to talk about music, you guys can drop messages in the comments or send me messages. It's cool. Also, one last thing that I wanted to add. Somebody asked me about book recommendations. I don't know if you guys have ever heard Jack London's Credo. I had a total brain fart. Sorry, I just got a text. Okay, sorry. Okay, I don't know if you guys have ever heard Jack London's Credo, but... he wrote it, and when I was in high school, I read it and I fell in love with it, and it's probably my favorite quote, and I'm gonna share it with you guys, and just because I'm a writer and I love this. So the credo says, "I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The function of man is to live, not to exist. I shall not waste my days trying to prolong them. I shall use my time." So, I am really happy that when I'm not doing anything and I'm not using my time, at least recording things, and I'm glad that you guys share that with me, and I'm glad you guys enjoy them, and I'm glad you guys stick around, and I'm so thankful that you guys give me the platform to express myself. I really appreciate it. And to whoever has a problem how I express myself, then you don't need to listen to me and you don't need to follow me. So there you go. I love you guys so much, and yeah, I guess don't fret, because heart damage is here to stay. Okay, I'm gonna leave now. Okay, bye.